Hi, and welcome to Culture Unraveled. And as we celebrate Teachers' Day, I wanted to look into a movie that deeply influenced me growing up, both as a student at that point in time, but also as a teacher now. The movie is Dead Poets Society, and the movie shows a very interesting way in which the teacher, John Keating, helps open up his students to a different way of looking at the world. What particularly struck me about the movie is that it was very real. It wasn't like the teacher was some extraordinary larger-than-life personality or anything, but he was a passionate teacher who wanted to help his students be the best they can be. He wanted them to find what they were passionate about and to be able to follow that, to be able to accept the beauty of life and to enjoy the journey of what it means to be human, to enjoy the journey of the world and relationship and everything that was there around them. And so you see that he looked at teaching not as a job or a way of giving content and information and knowledge to a student from a top-down approach, but he looked at it as an event that transformed both his own life, the life of a teacher, and the life of the students. His classrooms became an experiential journey for everyone involved. He used the traditional space of the classroom and transformed it as a space where students can think differently. At one point, there's a scene in the movie where he asked the students to come one by one to stand up on the table as an example for what it means to look at things from a different point of view. We see that he pushed and prodded his students to break out of the structures that they felt that they had to confine themselves to. And so we see that as a teacher, he himself had come to look at the world differently. But he didn't force that in any way on the students, but rather he fostered an environment for them to look at the world in and through their own unique personalities and identities. But at first, the movie might seem that he's against values and traditions set, but that's actually not what the movie shows. John Keating is not against any value and tradition, but he is against traditions that students have to follow mindlessly and dispassionately. He deeply understands the value of traditions and enables his students to hold on to these traditions because they have imbibed the meaning behind these traditions, that they've passionately accepted it on their own and not because it has been forced or imposed on them from outside. It is interesting that all great religious figures of the past have always, in one sense or the other, done the same. And interestingly, they've all been teachers in a way, whether it's Gautama Buddha or Adi Shankara or Socrates. All of them were teachers who are enabling their students not to hold on to structures for the sake of it, but to relook at it with understanding and with passion. Jesus Christ, being the Messiah, was also a rabbi, and that's how many referred to him. Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And these were the words of the rich young ruler in Mark when he approaches Jesus. He was known as a rabbi. And when he was asked, well, what is the greatest law that they have to follow? He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Within his cultural context, what you see here is that Jesus is moving away from a purely traditional and a purely legalistic way of looking at things, but to look at the Lord deeply, to understand the spirit and the purpose behind it, and to imbibe that passionately. He sees it himself, and he fosters others to see it. So this is a good reminder for us. It's a good paradigm for us to think of as we celebrate Teachers' Day. Teachers' Day is celebrated the world over in different nations in memory of profound figures in their history. And we here in Indian history celebrate it in honor of Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan, our second president. And here too, we see that in some way he is doing the same. His brilliant work on the two volumes on Indian philosophy are a prescribed textbook. And what we see him doing is to break away from the Western academic intellectual mold of looking at other societies and civilization, especially Indian civilization. And so he calls on us to passionately engage with the history of our thought, with the history of our civilization, and to be able to imbibe it, to accept it for the profundity of what it is without imposing traditional structures onto it. And it is a blessing to celebrate Teachers' Day in his honor and to use the day to celebrate teachers around our nation who tirelessly and sacrificially give themselves so that their students can flourish.